Hello. Welcome to this week's edition of the Africa Climate Conversations Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Mbukwa. In the last episode, we heard from Garashi Village Communities in Kilifi County, north of Mombasa, on the flooding and drought challenges that have devastated their socio-economic livelihood. Remember, you can access that previous episode if you go to Africa Climate Conversations website, www.africaclimateconversations.com under podcast, or find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or any other channel you access your podcasts. Now, we are grateful for a grant by the International Women's Media Foundation's Howard G. Buffet Fund for Women Journalists, which has made this mental health and climate conversation possible. Now, this week we are still in Kilifi County, and I'm privileged to be joined by two gentlemen, Elias Fondo, the Kilifi County Mental Health Clinical Officer, and Leonard Nasoro, a mental health specialist and a nurse at the Kilifi County Hospital. Thank you, gentlemen, for finding time from your busy schedule to discuss mental health issues in the county.
Generally, mental health is the ability of a person to understand his abilities to be able to cope up with the normal stresses of life and work productively and fruitfully and make a contribution to his or her society. That is the general what mental health is. So there is a lot of stigma around it because anybody hearing about mental health, they only think of the madness, what they call it, the crazy, being crazy. But that is the definition of mental health, and it's generally that way. Then it's very different from the mental illnesses, because mental illnesses is whereby a person has abnormal thoughts, abnormal behavior, abnormal feelings that cannot relate well with others. So it's totally different from mental health. Mm-hmm. Mental health is different from mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in Kenya, there is a lot of stigma and it's abandoned. Mental health is not like the other diseases because, you know, for a person, when I say I have cancer, everybody will come and sympathize with me.
Absolutely.
But now if I start laughing to myself, talking to myself, people will not understand anything. They will also laugh at me because they don't understand. And that's because of the stigma around mental health. And it's because of there is a lack of information to the general population. But there is a lot of mental health issues that are at the community in Kenya, worldwide. The statistics say that like one in every four Kenyans, one of them have mental illnesses, one time of their lives. And that is, any person can have mental illness despite your color or your race or your age. Anybody can get mental illness. And you know, the mind controls the whole body. So if you are mentally ill, you can't be productive. There is a lot of lost hours, maybe because of depression. So many of them. That is the general.
When you're talking about mental illnesses, perhaps maybe what are some of the illnesses that one shows up with?
There are so many of them, but there is we have the mood problems. The mood that comes with the feelings of a person. There is abnormal thoughts, abnormal feelings. We have the mood problems. In it, we have the bipolar. Then we have the depression. Like in the bipolar, we have different types of it. We have depression. In the bipolar, is an umbrella, but we have the depressive episode, we have the manic episode, we have the hypomanic episode. So that is, to me, from where I work at my desk, that is the main that we have in the general population, because depression is one of it, where a person feels hopeless, he feels low most of the time. Anybody can feel down, but now the duration, a person feeling down for a period of like 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. Then at the same time, he loses interest in things he used to enjoy. Most of them, maybe he used to watch football after work, but now he just lost that interest of watching football. Then other symptoms are there, like feeling hopeless. Some of them go to the extent of being suicidal. So that is, depression is a major mental illness at the moment. And among others, we can have the manic episode, whereby a person comes, he's talkative, he talks to himself, he's talkative, that is one, then has a lot of energy, he doesn't need to sleep, then he involves in activities that are not, they have bad consequences. Those are the kind of symptoms that we have for patients who are manic. And then other conditions like schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. Schizophrenia is whereby you are having some of the symptoms like hearing voices talking to you. Some of these voices are maybe commanding you to do something or not to do something. There are what we call the delusions. That's false fixed beliefs that some people are against you. There are just several symptoms that come. But in schizophrenia, we have distorted thoughts. Mm-hmm. It is split from the reality. You are seeing things that others can't see. You believe things that are just opposite of whatever you believe in. And the symptom lasting for almost 6 months. That is another condition, the schizophrenia, that is also common at our society. Then we have the substance use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because mostly in the youth, we have those who use cannabis, those who abuse cannabis, alcohol. We also see them, there are also disorders. But we are looking at not all the people who are using cannabis will present with mental illness.
Okay.
Let's say in the population, we can say 25% of the people using cannabis may get mental illnesses. But the 75% will remain the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the main conditions that we mostly see in the clinics. The mood disorders like depression, then the bipolars, and then we have schizophrenia, we have substance use disorders. And then other things that is very, very common, anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
But now, anxieties in the African setup, you not see most of them coming to your clinic.
Okay.
They just struggle at home. When they come to you, maybe those with maybe panic attack, where the symptoms really interfere with their social and occupational functioning,
okay,
they will have to come to the clinic. But let's say like 80% of them will not come to the hospital. They'll just be told, I just feel fearful, I just feel nervous, but that's okay for me. He will struggle on his own. And then again, there is a lot of misdiagnosis, because if you go to a general clinician, then there is the chances of you being misdiagnosed, mm-hmm, are very high, because they don't have that knowledge on mental health. They don't have, and if they have it, there is also a lot of stigma around, even at the medical level. The medics, not all of them, some of them have the negative attitude towards mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So they will just make, if there is a very strong, maybe a very common symptom, like hearing voices, then they refer you to the psychiatrist. But if you go there, like if you get a person with depression, these people will come to you, just look at you, you ask them a question, they just answer one question. Then you need to be very patient to listen to them for you to make even the diagnosis. They need a lot of patience. But now if you go to the general public clinician, where there are long queues because of the inadequate number of clinicians,
yeah,
then they will not have that time to listen to you. So they'll maybe make a diagnosis. They will listen to you, you're not talking to them. They send a list of investigations.
Yeah.
Go to the lab, you spend almost so a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back, everything is normal. Just of course, they may give you the medication, or at the end of the day, you're not helped.
Sure.
So there is a lot of misdiagnosis because, mm-hmm, of the inadequate number of healthcare workers working in the outpatient,
yeah,
or in the public facilities especially.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking, wow, we are going through a lot of changes environmentally, because you're finding that droughts are becoming severe and flooding is becoming severe. Landslides we've seen within Kenya, and a couple of landslides, and also cyclones, like we had 2019 cyclone Idai in Mozambique, and we just had another cyclone in December and Madagascar as well. So I'm looking at the weather and climate related disasters, and I'm thinking, that anxiety of unknown. We had the school strikes just the other day, and that uncertainty of the unknown tomorrow, you know, when everybody keeps saying and the science keeps saying the temperatures, this is every year is becoming the warmest year in history, you know, and when flooding happens, it's becoming too severe, it's coming in too quick, it's not giving communities time to recover. When drought comes, they are becoming too severe, communities are not recovering. I'm just wondering, when it comes to mental illnesses, does climate change or natural disasters or the changing weather, you know, impact, how does it impact on mental well-being of the society? And what is the some of the cases that you will see when disaster strikes that comes in or after a year after a disaster has struck, the major cases that prevail that you find people presenting with?
Anything that will happen to you, and at the end of the day, you will remain to be anxious. And at that moment, for the few days, if things are done well, like there is a lot of counseling, you have somebody to share with how you feel, the outcome will be different. But now if you go through any kind of disaster, any kind of change, extreme change, we are talking of extreme change in the life, then we expect a lot of anxieties that if they're not dealt with, they will maybe come with like post-traumatic stress disorders at the end of it all. So anxieties are very common, especially in the times of any form of extreme sort of life situation like a disaster. Because in it again, we have, apart from anxiety, we have the depression, because now maybe I was depending on I invested a lot in, maybe I have a huge farm that I'm keeping livestock. Then after a drought, they all die. I might especially be cut short. I will feel sad, not only for 2 days, but a very long period of time. I feel hopeless. And that will, if not intervened, I may end up with a severe form of depression, which can even go to suicide. We have people committing suicide. We have others, the homicide and everything, depending on the kind of situation you are in. And anxieties will have always set in terms of drought, maybe. You become anxious because you have people, you have invested. We have a lot of unemployment in the country and even worldwide. So most of the people are maybe self-employed. And then you invest in something, then it fails totally to zero. You have a loan to pay. Of course, you become anxious. And if not, you are not, of course, that you will try and struggle as a man or as a woman. But at the end of the day, the mind will be interfered. Your thoughts and everything will be interfered with. You may end up with the PTSD, where we are talking, it's a form of anxiety, where you recall whatever happened, then you become anxious. Some of them, they become shy. There are so many signs and symptoms of PTSD, but it's the most common kind of mental illness when it comes to disaster. To disaster. Yeah.
And what are some of the cases that one would present with? Because most of the time, sometimes we could present, you could find a society, members of scientific symptoms, but then they do not go to seek medical care.
I'm Lennon Nassar. I'm a nurse by profession. Currently working at the Kilifi County Hospital. I'm a mental health specialist. I've done psychiatry and mental health. And actually I've been in practice for the last 22 years.
Okay.
So as my friend Elias started, that actually natural disasters actually bring a lot of uncertainties. And it is actually because that we don't have laid down foundations or systems that actually makes time when such a thing happens, we have a way that is going to be dealt with. We've been managing them by crisis. So every time something comes, a disaster sets in, it is actually, it's new to us. We've not really prepared for it. The floods, the droughts which have been there, and this is not something new. Like in Kilifi County, right now we are faced by a lot of drought, especially in Ganze sub-county. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's no water. Our animals are actually facing a risk of maybe dying off. Crops did not do well. So that common Mwananchi, who actually involves himself in projects which are not insured, always lives in a worry, a lot of anxiety, what will actually come next. The government maybe will come in and assist me or try to give me something small after I lose maybe around 50 heads of animals. And the people who actually have really gone into major mental illnesses because of such occurrences. So the depression, which actually, as my friend said, that it can occur to anybody. But then if there's something which has triggered it, like maybe a loss, it becomes even more. Yeah. We are actually made by some situations, which maybe if some laid down foundations would be made, so that me as a common person know that when maybe such a drought happens and I lose my 2 to 3 heads, maybe I have some insurance which is going to pay me, and I practice the proper ways of taking care of my animals, or if it is farming, then I do it within a small area, but then there's that, if maybe it's irrigation, like that water which actually comes in with a flooding of the Galana River, if that water could be channeled properly, I don't think that we'd be talking about droughts in those areas. But it is just alternating of the extremes. We move from droughts to flood. Mm. That's why actually our people are living with a lot of uncertainties. They have gone into some mental illnesses, and it is just something which is comes repeatedly. Yeah.
Mm. Thank you so much. And apart from depression, what other illnesses that people present with? And especially because when a disaster happens, you find like a major disaster, you'll find Red Cross will go up and will probably offer people counseling for a few days, then that's it. So after everybody leaves, now you're left there with your children and with your loss and everything with yourself to deal with. What are some of the things, the problems that now you as the mental health specialist in Kilifi that you would see in a village that was probably hit by a disaster a year ago? What are some of these cases that you keep on seeing? People probably come to the hospital. They don't even know that they are suffering from a mental illness, but these are some of the things. What are some of the things that was in Ajitokeza?
Because of that uncertainty, actually people have been rendered unproductive. So it actually seems that there's that some sort of over-dependency where actual productivity is totally down. So when we look at most of these mental illnesses, they only come because of anybody can get a mental illness, but then it depends on the triggering factors. So if you can, it depends now, if you can get depression or if you are that makeup, you have that makeup of developing depression, you get depression. But then it is actually a point that any mental illness can occur. Even that schizophrenia can come in. The post-traumatic syndrome disorders. Because actually you are just trying to take care of a situation which maybe it is beyond your control. Yeah. So you start becoming a minor mental illness, which you call neuroses, mm-hmm. like the anxieties, the panic attacks. Maybe irrational fears, because I don't know what is going to happen next. So I just behave very abnormal to something which is very common. But then because of that uncertainty, if I invest in this or if I do this, maybe it is going to be repeated. So people actually live with a lot of fear. So they become fearful. That's how we're saying the irrational fear. Something, you are an adult and there's something which it is obvious that you couldn't even be worried of. But because of some past experience, you live with a lot of fear. You don't even want to invest anywhere. So there's that total poverty because of it. Maybe if I try to bring up some cows again and maybe they're swept, or if I try to grow my crops and then the flood comes, what do I do? Actually, mwachie Mungu. So poverty will set in, and actually one of the things which makes somebody get the depression, the poverty also can make you become depressed. Maybe I was living this type of a life, but because of whatever happened, I've been rendered helpless. There's nothing I can do. I don't have anywhere again to invest. I lack the knowledge. Okay? The financial literacy is not there. So sometimes, itafanya nini? What do I do? And actually, it seems as though in the village, everybody's living within that, below that poverty line. So those are some of the problems that we see. Mm-hmm. So actually, we see that within a village, we can really not see whom do we go to. Kila moja for himself and good for all us.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a type of life maybe people have been living.
That is absolutely so. Do you want to add something?
Yeah, about the PTSD. Like some of these patients, the symptoms that a person presents is that there is that form of extreme worry anytime he sees something similar to what happened to him. Like if it's flooding, then anytime maybe these are people who are living by the riverside, they have to go there to fetch water for some time. But the moment they see the water, they recall whatever happened. Mm-hmm. So there will be that great fear that something bad can happen and sweep me. Maybe I die and everything dies. So that extreme fear will be this person. He'll be feeling it almost on daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there is that some sort of avoidance. People will try to avoid whatever happened to them with the fear that, with the mentality that this thing can happen again. Maybe I used to invest in this and everything was swept away by the floods, or they died of the drought. Maybe my cows all died because of the drought. So there is that avoiding nature that, like, I will not invest in anything because in case I do it, the drought will come. So these they may be simple. And then those are hypervigilant, your symptoms, whereby anytime you recall, then you become nervous. You feel like there is a lot of heartbeat goes up, the palpitations. Then you feel trembling, there's sweating, the panic attack form of symptoms that are, anytime you recall whatever happened during the incidents.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the signs and symptoms of the PTSD, mostly that appear to the patients who, and the people who maybe they had a calamity appearing on them.
That's very interesting, because I remember talking to some victims of landslides in Muranga, and actually also recall yesterday when I was in Kilifi, and one of the things that actually came up was children, because you find that the lady in Muranga was telling me, like, every time it rains, even showers just a little bit, because they're victims of a landslide, and she was telling me the children scream literally at night. And I was just talking to a family. They were displaced by the Sabaki River. And what happened is that they tell me that the children scream at night, and that worries the parents, but they're like, there's nothing we can do. They didn't used to scream before. And this one, they still went back and lives just next to the river, literally. But the children scream, whether it's raining or it's not raining. The one in Muranga, every time it rains, the children can't literally sleep. And every time they sleep, and they're sleepwalking. When it comes to children, what is this kind of thing that you find the parents don't know what to do, but they just think, well, it's going to end. It worries them, but they think it's going to end. They do not seek medical help. And as you answer that, I would want also for you to expound in terms of Elias, the challenges you face in terms of cultural beliefs. We all of us will agree, in most cases, especially when it comes to issues of depression, and with our African mothers, it is not something that we agree with, believing that anyone could. My mother didn't believe that her daughter or her son could get depressed. Where are you getting it from, you know?
Yeah, to start with the children who maybe scream at night or anytime it rains, I think it's a form of minor mental illness, but if they need to be, you know, it's not only the children, but even the adults, they feel the same. It's only that children don't lie. They will speak what they feel, but the adults will try to avoid it. But inwardly, they have that internal, some sort of, there is a lot of instability internally. They try to cope up with it,
mm-hmm.
but the children will have to shout because they're expressing their emotions.
Yeah.
And it is good for them to have it's not a matter of giving them medication, but talking to them, sharing them. There is a lot of SAS anxieties. Most of them are not for, they don't need any tablets. You know, I don't know how, but most of the African society, we believe in prescription.
Mm.
Anything you go to a hospital, you have to be given a prescription. Mm. But now this is, mental health is different. It's the mind. So you need to be talked to, like counselors, psychologists who can come to you. Then you talk to them. Especially the children, they can be done, the counseling part of it, it can be really helpful to them, because there is some sort of, they don't understand what happened, to the extent that everything was because they don't understand the landslide, the science about it, the science behind the drought or the flood. They don't know. They just see the calamity happening and the change of life, the extreme change of life.
Mm-hmm.
So they need somebody to talk to. We don't need to leave them alone. And in future, and later in their life, if they are not being attended to, they may develop major mental illnesses later in life. So it's better for them to be taken to the nearest, maybe to be talked to, especially counseling. We do counseling in our clinics where we just talk, we have one-on-one in a private room, then we let you to share what you feel. And we help you, we just listen to you. That is very grateful.
Yeah.
But now the Kenyan mind is that you go to a hospital, you have to be given a prescription.
That is the thing, because they're like, now I'm paying this person to just talk to me.
Yeah.
I could have talked to myself or talked to my brother or sister or my mother. You know, what are some of, Leonard, maybe come to you and just understanding some of the cultural challenges that, you know, hinders people seeking mental health services and probably even getting better and lead to deteriorating mental health issues in the society?
Okay, right from the beginning, from the demographical period of it, mental illnesses actually have been surrounded with a lot of myths and misconceptions. If we go to our cultures, we believe that actually mental illnesses are associated with maybe witchcraft, a curse, or maybe you stole somebody's belonging, and maybe there's something that he did that maybe you got the mental illness. So because of that stigma, what will be our neighbors say that that village or that household has somebody who's mad? Mm. She has let us, we don't like using that terminology, but then that's our, what people understand most.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we start from, let's talk about the major mental illnesses, nobody would like to be associated with a madman.
Sure.
That's why we see them walking around in towns. Nobody actually owns them.
Mm-hmm.
This is your sister,
mm-hmm.
or that is your brother. So we always believe that it's only from the other family, not our family, that you can get a mad person. But then that's not very true. As we have started by saying that actually it has no race, no sex or age. Anybody can become mentally ill. So this stigma actually makes the mental people, the people who are mentally ill, come later to the clinic, especially when she has depression, but then she doesn't actually have any manic episodes. He's just passive, he likes sleeping, he doesn't, keeps to himself. As much as he's not worrying anybody, as much as he's not disturbing anybody in the family, that person will be kept there until the time maybe he will become suicidal. He attempts suicide, then that attempt will be brought. So actually, because of that stigma, because of the cultural beliefs that actually we don't want to be to be termed to be satanic,
sure.
then we're not going to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
This actually has got had a lot of interference. So by the time actually these people reach the hospital, one, they start going to the Mwombezi, they take the Maombi, they take the Mafuta. From there, they go to the Mganga, that is the witch doctors. And then they just, they might even stay in the house for years. By the time maybe this person comes, this person maybe has become uncontrollable, or he comes there as a forensic person, as a forensic case, because actually he has been involved into a criminal act. So all this actually happens because actually we don't want to be associated with anybody who has a mental illness.
Mm.
Yeah, and actually that cuts across not only within Kilifi County, but it is worldwide. Some conditions are, let's go to something which is common, like epilepsy, or children who are mentally, who have got many intellectually disability, they get locked up in, they're locked up in the house, so that if maybe some visitors come there, they not see anybody who's mentally retarded around there, because actually it will be associated with maybe some Majini Pengine. They said that maybe this one was actually possessed, so that actually he can bring some riches to the family, and nobody actually is for that. So actually our beliefs, spiritual beliefs, cultural beliefs have actually had a lot of a negative impact on mental health services, because people reach us, the referral system is not well developed, because actually back in the community, people are still believing that I wouldn't like my family to be associated with anything with mental illness. So it's maybe until we sensitize them, we go to them, we start with the local leaders, we go to the spiritual leaders, so that at least if we can have some early diagnosis and referral to the mental health institutions, which are few, with a lot of shortages. But for the few that we are there, I think we are doing whatever we can do to make sure that at least we reach every point of this county, so that at least we can get the patients referred in time. And referral is two-way. Mm-hmm. They get referred from the community to the institution and back to the community. And we also sometimes take the services, because actually the county is quite diverse. We have all the way from Kaloleni, from Bamba, that is Ganze, Magarini, where actually there are those natural disasters. But we only have a limited number of mental health specialists. Like we only have one clinical officer in the whole county, who's Elias, and we have two mental health nurses, one at Malinda and one at the Kilifi County Hospital. We have some two basic trained psychiatric nurses, but then because of the support which we lack from the county administration, they have been involved to do general duties. So there's that late referral, late diagnosis, which starts with the lack of knowledge, lack of information from the community, the cultural values. spiritual knowledge and all those things.
That's very interesting, because that you actually bring that up, because I wanted to actually now, from we're seeing the challenges that we're facing from our cultural beliefs and but also now we have COVID-19 has brought a whole new dimension and exposed cracks that, well, some we knew always existed in terms of the medical fraternity and the challenges and the payment and stuff like that in Kenya. But then again, we're going through, we have natural disasters. And on top of that, we have COVID-19 that has actually totally exposed, left, majority of people panicking and expose people to mental illnesses.
But I want us to end here because of time, but with a promise that we will pick up this conversation next. We can probably explore the lack of mental health medical practitioners availability and how best we can deal with the issue given the COVID-19 and increasing natural disasters. That was Elias Fondo, the Kilifi County Mental Health Clinical Officer, and Leonard Nasoro, a mental health specialist and a nurse at the Kilifi County Hospital. They'll be back next week to give us a possible way forward as temperatures rise with the possibility of exposing communities to mental illness. Remember to send your contribution to info@africaclimateconversations.com. Please subscribe to the Africa Climate Conversation podcast on our website, www.africaclimateconversations.com, so you do not miss out on a single episode. You can also find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, and any other channel you access your podcast. We are also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Africa Climate Conversations. Remember, this conversation has been made possible by a grant from the International Women's Media Foundation's Howard G. Buffet Fund for Women Journalists. Until next week on Tuesday, kwaheri. My name is Sophie Mbogo.